Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, this is your show. Welcome.
This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the July 3rd. This is the July 4th radio show. We have a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. And the phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Let me turn over to co-host Lynn Golder.
I hear fireworks all the way from Philadelphia. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our annual July 4th holiday weekend edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Well, that's a mouthful. Okay. Would you like me to do my shout-outs now? We'll introduce Gary first.
No, introduce okay. Gary. And our co-host from Winter Park, Florida, is calling in. Co-host Gary Sinclair.
Oh, oh, oh. Yes, I'm here. There it all.
And in our studios in Orlando, Florida, our studios, Chris Shaw, our producer, engineer, and without him, we can't have a show. Chris Shaw, you there?
Hey, 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 what's going on, guys? It's happy 4th of July weekend for you, and definitely for you. Pop, pop.
And that was Chris Shaw. And if you folks are wondering what you turn your dial to, well, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted community, the visually impaired, and the blind community, all three. That's right. Lynn, you got any shout-outs tonight?
I do. I have a bunch of things to get out there tonight. First of all, I'd like to give a big shout-out to Shalane in Naples, Florida. Right, Michael? What's the little story behind
that? I got
to
tell you a story about that one.
Well, tell it quickly.
Shalane's cousin, I met because she takes me around sometimes in public supermarkets.
Oh.
You know, a blind folk like myself,
yeah.
Someone has to take me around because
yeah,
I can't.
Right,
Publix really treats me good. And they take me around. I go over to the customer service. I always say, who can take me around? And this young lady takes me around.
And so it's her cousin?
It's her cousin.
Okay.
She told me that
well,
was her
there
cousin
you go.
In Naples, Florida.
Okay, well, maybe, Shalane, if you're listening in Naples, Florida, which is Southwest Florida, we hope you call in. Maybe tonight you'll call in later. Who knows? Maybe you'll win a trivia prize. I'd also like to give a shout out to a couple of our sighted listeners down there in South Florida, Jim, and also Kem, I think it is, K-E-M-M, in the Palm Beach area. I have a little bit of business here. The four people that I call out, you need to call Chris, please, and at the studio, 407. What is the number?
894-1680.
407-894-1680.
Lynn,
this, right.
Lynn,
that's
not you. That's not you, Lynn.
Okay, so Linda Schaffrin, Gary Weiss, Rose Bombard, and John Bellafiore, please call Chris and give him your size. You have a choice of extra large or XXL. And then I have one other little thing here I wanted to tell everybody, that NBC, their annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks special is tomorrow night from 8 to 10 p.m. And guess what? They have audio description for the blind and visually impaired viewers, and they will, let's see, NBC Universal will include a live audio description on the secondary audio program channel, initials S as in Sam, A, P as in Paul, SAP, provided by Descriptive Video Works. All right, so if you're looking forward to the July 4th celebration, go to secondary audio program channel SAP, and they'll have audio description for you.
Gary, you have any shout-outs, Gary?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to both my grandsons, Jackson and Braden. And they're getting ready to, believe it or not, football practice teams or whatever getting going here in July. And
Thought you had a granddaughter? I thought you had a granddaughter.
Well, she ain't playing football this year. She's only a year and a half.
Oh. Julia, right?
But
Juliet?
Juliet, but we all call her Julie now.
She is adorable. She has some attitude, I can tell.
Oh, yeah, she does.
And Chris, you got any shout-outs, Chris?
He's probably on the phone.
He's probably on the phone.
He's on the phone with Emily.
Yeah, people are calling. Those four people are probably calling in. My shirt.
Yeah.
I mailed them all out, but those four didn't get them because they didn't give us their sizes. So that's what happens. Anyway.
I hope everybody enjoys them. That's Michael's design, I think.
Yeah.
Was that
so
your
you
design,
folks
Michael?
Out there. Yep. So you folks out there, questioning, when you turn in the dial, you listen to the radio, what is this program? Well, We talk here every Sunday night, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And the show, every show is different. Talk about different subjects every show. And basically, this is only probably the only show I don't talk politics. We don't, no politics allowed, no religion allowed. We talk about, well, let's put it this way. Our mission is to entertain, that's one, to educate, two, to inform, three, and get jobs for the vision impaired and blind, and even sighted community. So you sighted folks, you low vision folks, you blind folks, if you listen to this show, well, that's our mission. That's why I started to begin with. Yes, 1 second, Gary.
You know, okay.
1 second, Gary. So, okay. Folks, if you're listening for the first time, that's what our mission is all about. Especially to tell the sighted folks all about the low vision and the blind community, to inform you. Because when I know, when I was growing up, when I was driving a car, when I was a senior citizen, I didn't lose my vision until 65. So, all you folks out there, that's what we're all about. To teach everyone that we can do a whole lot of things going on with us low vision folks, with blind folks. So, you sighted folks, call in anytime you wish. You can call in for trivia. You can call in anytime and say hello. Love to hear from you. What, Gary?
I was just going to say it'd be nice with the audience if they call in tonight. Anytime during the show, let us know what you're doing for the 4th of July celebrations.
You hear that? Gary thinks you should call in sometime. 407-894-1680. If you have anything to say, well, I hope you can say it. What can I tell you?
Oh, do you think anybody's going to break that record of hot dog eating tomorrow?
The same guy, I think he ate 74 hot dogs.
Yeah. Hope he breaks his record tomorrow. What time is it? Does anybody know?
No idea.
Game time. You know. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Whenever I hear that, it's a football mentality. You say, what time is it? Game time. Let's play ball. That's all we need to know. Let me see if I can pull it up for you. I heard you call my name, but I was on the phone. Mama Rose called in and Brother John called in, and that's who I was talking to on the phone lines back to back. So we're
good. We're two down and two to go.
Right. Okay. So we need Linda Schaffrin in Oceanside, New York,
and Gary
Wise in Carroll Spring, Florida.
You got it. Okay. All right. Let's go to break, Chris.
We're going to go to break.
Our first guest.
Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We've got a lot more to come. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. There's a fireworks post.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
It's the big special event, Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Make sure you're tuned in. Turn your radios up. Call auntie, call uncle, call everybody and tell them that the special event is going down and you need to call in at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 for the special event, Sunday, June the 19th. We want you in place. You can win games.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. This is your host, Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
I'm up. Okay. Well, on this very special Independence Day weekend, it's my pleasure to introduce our first guest this evening. And please welcome Jeffrey Mittman, who is the president and CEO at Bosma Enterprises in Indianapolis.
Folks, before we introduce
Jeffrey
Mittman, I have something to say. As you know, most of you know, I don't read too much. But I read Master Sergeant Jeffrey Mittman's story, and let me just say this to you. Master Sergeant Jeffrey Mittman, it's an honor. And for the million people listening to this radio show, I speak for them in saying, you are a true patriot. You, on July 4th, tomorrow, we welcome you. It's unbelievable appropriate for a person like yourself to be on our radio show. We honor you. It's a privilege to have you on our radio show. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity, and it's just an honor to be here 4th of July weekend, and I couldn't be prouder. Thank you.
Well, it's very honored. When I listened to a song today called God Bless America, first thing I thought about was yourself, what you gave for the service. And thank God you came back alive.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm I always say I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth, I truly believe.
Wait, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself, Jeffrey, so they, get to know you a little bit.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I was born in Indianapolis, raised here, and then after high school, I went off and into the Army. I was an infantryman for about 22 years. I did stationed all around the world. I did 4 combat tours, and on July 7th of 2005, I was injured in an ambush or a roadside bomb and complex attack in Baghdad. And I woke up a month later at Walter Reed in Washington, D.C. with my wife speaking to me. For life of me, I couldn't figure out what the hell she was doing in Baghdad, because that was my last memory. And I woke up and my injuries, you know, my right arm was injured. I lost my nose, my lips, most of my teeth, the vast majority of my eyesight. So the first person with any significant vision loss I'd ever met was myself, I guess, actually. So I had to go about trying to figure out how to navigate the world with the loss of vision. And here I am 17 years later as the president and CEO of Bosma Enterprises. So again, I'm just, you know, I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth. So.
Jeffrey, you're Christy and my wife, Lynn, that's what kept me going when I lost my sight. And that's your story. I guess Christy did the same thing for you. She held you both together. And that's what my wife, Lynn, helped me together. And that's, I guess, we have a little something in common. Both our wives are great.
No, absolutely. My wife sat by my, you know, as I said, I was unconscious for a month after I was injured. My wife sat by my side every day for 30 days. And I made sure the children at home were taken care of, because it's time or two and 17, or I'm sorry, 2 and 7. She got me through 5.5 years of medical treatments and on to my retirement, and still supports me today. So,
one of the things I was reading your story, Jeffrey, was when you mentioned that your friend, your buddy died. He was right next to you in the hospital, Walter Reed, and Christy was visiting him, and then he died, and you had been lamenting that you had vision loss, and then you realized, you know, my buddy just died, but thank God I'm alive.
Yeah, he had been injured. He actually had been taken to Bethesda at the time. Remember, this is the old Walter Reed, so he'd been taken to Bethesda when he was injured. Christy was assisting the family. When I actually found out that my vision loss was permanent, and I was upset. She got back to the hospital. I was upset. And when I got back, about within 30 minutes of them telling me my vision loss was permanent, I found out he had passed. And, you know, it kind of puts things in perspective for you, I guess. You kind of feel guilt for being upset. There I was sitting with my wife, and my two daughters were safe. And I'd grow old with Christy, and I'd see my daughters grow up, and I was the one that was upset, and it just didn't make any sense at the time. And honestly, you know, when it comes to my injuries, that was probably the one and only day I was ever upset. And I, you know, it's a wonderful, I guess, lesson to learn early in your recovery, and I'm thankful for that.
So the folks that are listening to this radio show right now learned from me, I guess, maybe a year ago when I was in and out of the hospital, that there's more to life than just your sight. And I guess you learned it too when your friend died, that you were glad to be alive and you have your family by your side.
No, you're absolutely right. I always say that I can, you know, the only two things I don't do now that I did prior was drive and fly an airplane, or fly and drive an airplane. And I didn't fly an airplane before I got hurt. And the last time I drove a car, I got blown up. So I'm not too upset about it. Everything else I can do, figure out a way to do it. Right. That was the key when I woke up. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Anybody would like to ask any questions of Master Sergeant Jeffrey Mentor, Jeffrey Mintman, out there. Phone number is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Jeffrey Mintman's got an unbelievable story. I'm glad he's with us.
I got two callers on the phone line ready to go when you're ready to go.
Okay. You would like to take him.
I got a caller from Ocala, Florida, and I got a caller from Indiana.
Okay, who's first?
Ocala, Florida, Charles.
Okay, Charles, you're on the phone. Charles, you're on the phone. Get ready to go, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Brian, man. How you doing?
Doing fine, buddy.
Meet Jeffrey,
good,
Charles.
Good.
Jeffrey? Charles, meet Jeffrey Mittman.
Jeffrey, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
First, let me say thank you for your service, your dedication, and for doing everything you have done since then. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You're worth it, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate
it. Charles, you're a BVA member, too, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a blinded veterans member, and I, too, lost my vision, but late, like Michael, a little bit later in life after my service. So, yeah, you know, if it wasn't for my wife and daughter that I was sitting on the couch kind of lamenting my situation and wondering where I was going to go and what I was going to do. And they got me up off the couch. So I kind of understand your sentiment. But what does your company do?
Well, Bosma Enterprises is a 501c3 out of Indianapolis, and we actually provide the Veterans Affairs with all of their examination surgical gloves and several other products. And with those contracts, we employ people who are blind. So Bosma is the largest employer of blind people in the state of Indiana. We also do blind rehabilitation, and we have a foundation as well to support our program. So it's a wonderful organization. I have about 200 employees, more than 50% of whom are blind or vision impaired, all the way up from our newest employee to myself. So it's just a great organization that provides opportunities that in a lot of cases, most times, are not available elsewhere for people who are blind or vision impaired.
Well, thanks for calling in, Charles. Appreciate it. Thank you, Charles, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Jeffrey, I have a question. Do people from all over the country come and get a job there?
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. It's available. We hire people all the time.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Terrific.
Listen, we got
another. That's what our show is all about, getting folks up.
We got another call on the phone line. Yeah, we got John from Indiana. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you?
Good.
Hey,
good.
Liam, Jeffrey, it's a pleasure being on this radio show. And I'd like to thank you for your service also. And also, I want to ask you a question. How old does Voc Rehab pay for people to attend your facility and the one in Evansville?
We don't have a facility in Evansville. Voc Rehab, our program for our residential program lasts about 4 months for people who are blind or visually impaired.
Yeah, well, I went to
our residential centers up in Indianapolis.
I know it's in Indianapolis, but the one I attended back in 1973 was in Evansville. It was a Evansville Association for the Blind. But
right.
Does Voc Rehab cut your rehab off at like 65? They won't pay any more rehab for anybody or stuff like that. You know, to get
that's a determination by Voc Rehab. Most of the time, you need a vocational outcome looking forward with Voc Rehab. So there are other things. So one of the other things I didn't mention is we also have teachers that go out there, all 92 counties of Indiana, and assist people with loss of vision in their homes. So they can come out there. I just if you go to bosma.org, you can find out information on that. Reach out, and we can assist you if you need some assistance.
Okay.
Well, thank you, John, for calling in. Appreciate it, John.
Thanks, John.
I really, like I said, thank you very much, and I hope you come back, Jeffrey, on the program. You're doing a good service, and also informing the people of Indiana what Bosma can do and blind people can do.
Thank you again.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, John, for calling in. Appreciate it.
No problem. Take care, Michael. You too, Lynn.
Jeffrey, go. No, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, before we say goodnight, would you like to say anything more about Bosma?
No, Bosma, just go to bosma.org and the state of Indiana. We're more than happy to reach out and help you if you have any questions about how to get help for somebody who's lost vision. If you're looking for work in the state of Indiana and you're blind or visually impaired, let us know. And actually, anybody who wants to call in, we can hook you up with the information you need or make the contacts you need. So I really appreciate the opportunity to spread that word.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for coming on today.
Wait, he has another caller, I think.
Yes,
another caller.
Yeah, I got Sean from Indiana on the phone line.
Terrific.
Uh-oh.
Lost.
Okay, Sean, call
somebody
me back.
Somebody from Indiana.
I'm from Indiana.
Somebody from Indiana.
Maybe they'll call back real fast. We've got a minute.
Yeah.
So, Jeffrey, before we say goodnight, do you have some words of inspiration for our listeners that are, you know, they're just feeling depressed and they don't know how to move forward? You certainly move forward. What advice would you give to them?
Keep driving forward. Life is good. Life is good. Whether you have vision or you don't have vision, there's a way forward, and there's people willing to help. And if you reach out, you find people that can help you, and you can get through it. I mean, that's just it.
Yep.
You know, having a wife, and I had the BVA, and I had other people. I looked for people who experienced what I experienced, and they were able to help. So,
yeah,
there.
Well, Jeffrey, I have a question for you. What was your MOS? M-O-S?
I was 11 Bravo. I was an instrument.
Okay. I have to remember MOS compared to the Navy. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
you so much for coming on tonight. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much for your service. Thank you.
Thank you all again. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Have a happy 4th of July.
You too.
You too. Okay, we're going to go to break?
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Gary, you're up with your first trivia.
Okay. Like today is the 4th of July show for you all. I want somebody to be happy and win tonight. So all you have to do is tell me who is playing this song.
Who's singing it?
Take a sad song and make it better.
407-894-1680.
To let her into your heart.
That'd be a winner out there.
Then you can start to make it better.
New call was first.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her.
The minute no one knows it.
You let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Okay, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Big song. Who's singing it?
Lines ought to be 444 right now.
Anybody wants to call in and comment on the interview with Jeffrey, you know, please call in.
Absolutely.
He's not on the air anymore, but we can still talk about him. And
he was a great patriot. Great patriot.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yep.
Lucky to be alive.
Yep.
Yeah. What a guy. Oh, and don't forget, people, if you want to call us, tell us what you're doing for this 4th of July holiday, you're more than welcome to give us a call. There's some big parties going on out there. I hope your all-weather is going to do okay so the fireworks will be shown. I think we're safe here in Orlando tonight and tomorrow. I don't know. No call.
Is the phone ringing? Phone's ringing, Chris? New call is first, Chris.
If it doesn't answer, that means the lines are full.
Yeah.
New call is first.
Working hard.
New call is first.
I think that's probably the deal of separating the callers from new to old. It'd be an easy prize for somebody tonight.
All righty. I got somebody. All right.
All
right,
listen. New call is first.
Well, I think this is a brand new caller. I don't recall this young man's voice. I don't recall this young man's name. His name is Frank, all the way from Delray Beach, Florida. Frank, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Frank,
how are you?
Frank.
Hey, how are you? Listen, I just got finished playing golf. I'm turned on the radio, and I heard you say, if you know this song, call in. So I called in.
Terrific.
Now, who's singing it?
So, Paul McCartney. And that was on the Beatles' last album.
You got it.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway is coming your way.
I love it.
Gift card.
Isn't that terrific? Thank you. Look, I have to tune into your show more often now. Please, please forgive me, but now that I know who you are and when you're on, I play golf every Sunday afternoon, so you got someone who's going to tune in all the time on the way home from golf. How about that?
Terrific.
Okay. Well, love to hear from you, Sunday
folks. Night.
Up to you.
Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m., every Sunday night.
Baby, Frank, before you hang up, give your name so we can send out the gift card.
Yep.
Give your name off the air.
Hey, you're very kind. God bless you guys. Thank you for all you've done for our country.
Thank you. So have a happy Fourth, buddy.
Frank, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right, Frank?
Sure. All right. Okay.
All righty. For all you folks don't know, and I'm going to say it loud and clear for the sight of people listening on the radio show as they're driving, don't know the show, most of our listeners are over the age of 40, okay? And these folks have all kinds of problems. And even if you're sighted, well, as you get older, you're like the gentleman just hung up. I'm sure he's not a 20-year-old. I should ask Frank if he's over 40. But the problem is he is. So you have all kinds of problems when you get older. A lot of folks that are blind in the state of Florida went blind because of macular degeneration. Did I say it right, Lynn?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of other
glaucoma.
When I lost my sight, as you people all know, unusual due to stress.
That anybody does, Michael.
due to stress.
Even your blindness is different.
But this show is for everyone: sighted, low vision, blind. If you like the show, as I said, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. Everything else is open for. And if you would like to call in, like I said, anybody can call in and win.
It's open.
So we're open. So let me just say this to you. This show is meant to be fun. It's meant to be fun, entertaining. That's why same people listen over and over and over again. As you know, a lot of you listen, don't miss the show, which we love you. We love you for listening. And all you new folks who are tuning in for the first time, I hope you keep on listening. And maybe you'll call in and win a prize. Lynn?
You notice, Mike, we get callers listening on the radio in their cars all the time.
Yeah,
new callers.
Yeah. I hope they're not blind or low vision. I hope they're half sighted.
Yeah.
Lynn, why don't you ask your...
Oh, I was going to save that for the second hour.
Let's do it now.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah, do it now.
Okay. I have a little bonus trivia tonight, but guess what? You only get 90 seconds. Okay, Chris?
Wait.
A minute and a half. I don't want you calling you-know-who or any of your smart speakers. Either you know it or you don't know
it. You know it or you don't know it. We're only going to give you a minute and a half.
Okay.
We're going to time you.
Okay, ready?
Get Lynn.
Ready, set, go, as we said when we were kids. So, tomorrow is our nation's birthday. What I would like to know, how old is our country? July 4, 2022 marks the what? The blank anniversary of the independence of the United States of America. Ready, set, go.
What year is our birthday? That's
right.
The question. What year
are we
in this country?
How many years old are
407, we? 407? You got 1 minute to go. One point.
Well, 30 seconds or so to call.
1 minute, that's all. We got.
There goes all the calculators.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Well, Gary, I have a funny story.
50 seconds now.
I won't tell the answer, but I know because our daughter, whatever age she is.
Yeah, don't tell it.
I know. I'm just saying.
40 seconds.
Whatever her age is. That's the country's age.
30 seconds.
Okay. We're not going to call in that fast.
Yeah, they have to. We're going to give the answer.
A minute. Well, give them a chance to call in.
Yeah, give them a chance. Like, we want winners.
Come on the air.
They all should know it by the heart.
He might be on the phone. With somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Gary, your peacocks are freaking out from the fireworks or what? Or are they quiet?
They're just getting ready. They're getting ready to, because Lake Baldwin's going to go off here at 9:15 tonight, and the neighbors here are starting to shoot them off. So.
Yeah, poor birds.
Yeah, they'll peek actually flat at them trees and go hide.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 30.
The number to call in is 407-894-1680. Okay, that's it. Lynn?
No, just...
That's it. Chris, anybody on the phone?
He might have somebody.
Yeah, he's probably on the phone with somebody.
Okay. New call is first. New call is first.
Yeah, if he hasn't answered us by now, there's somebody on the phone.
New callers first. Sure.
What's he doing for the 4th, Michael?
Tomorrow?
What you gonna do tomorrow?
Okay.
He just plans around his meals.
I heard you call my name, but I missed all of that. Frank was just so mesmerized and so amazed at the show and how you guys are doing such a fantastic job that he said, man, he's going to try to do whatever he can to help the show out as much as he can and spread the word.
Wow.
Well, okay. So, any new callers calling in right now with the new question, new trivia?
What was
new
the
callers first?
I missed the question.
Well, is the phone ringing? Otherwise, I'm going to give the answer.
It was a quick question.
Okay. Not Real right quick. Now.
Okay, give the answer.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
nobody knew it.
Nobody
knew it.
The answer is 246 years old.
It's 246 years old, this country.
And so as I was saying, one of our daughters is 46, so she's a bicentennial baby. That's how I always
remember. So it's 246 years old. That's how old this country is.
Yeah.
We started in 1776?
1777.
That's right, Michael. You're good. You won a prize.
76.
That's
1776.
Right, 1776.
Yeah.
Bicentennial was 1976.
1776, this country was started.
Yep.
But what was it before this country?
What do you mean? It wasn't the United States of America.
No, what was it?
The Indians.
Who knows that answer? Who knows that one?
What
they call
Indians.
It?
Indians.
What they call it. Before it was the United States of America, what was it?
Just colonies?
No, it wasn't. Don't give me no, answer. It wasn't just colonies. It was Western civilization.
Yeah.
Who knows the
answer? Professor now. Chris is a professor.
Right, right.
Who knows that answer? Who knows the answer to that one? Before the United States of America, what was it?
Anyway, I'm like Gary. I want to know what everybody's doing this weekend.
I want to know what people are doing.
It was Western civilization. And it was Western civilization. It was discovered by Chris Shaw.
I thought you were going to say Christopher Columbus in 1492. Sailed across the ocean blue.
Right, right.
Well, how long were we sitting there before it was Declaration of Independence? 1776. But before that, how long were we sitting around?
We were sitting around.
Yeah.
Sitting around. Fighting
Paul was riding his horse. Paul was riding.
Yeah, we
was going to ask that question.
We were sitting at the dock of the bay.
Thanksgiving parties.
Wasting time.
We were all talking over each other. I can't hear what Chris is saying.
I said we were sitting at the dock of the bay. Just sitting here.
In the dock of the bay.
Oh, my goodness. Right, I'm
waiting to have Thanksgiving dinner and unite.
407-894-1680. That's the number to dial. What were we doing before 1776? We were fighting. We were fighting and fishing.
We didn't know what we're fighting for.
You know what's amazing? I just thought of something.
Oh, I'm close. I'm half right.
What?
It's United Colonies.
Oh, you know, called the United Colonies.
Yep, sure was.
Okay, so.
Well, I didn't know I could give the answer. I would have gave the answer.
But I'll tell you something. I just thought of something. What did we do, the folks like ourselves right now, like myself, Carrie, the folks that were blind back then? Mm-hmm. That was a mess back then.
Nothing.
Stayed home. You didn't do nothing. Nobody let you out.
Didn't have a cane.
No.
Didn't have a cane. Didn't know how to talk, do anything. So, most blind people just wound up staying in the house, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything because they were told they couldn't do anything. They didn't know how to do anything. So we came a long way.
Oh, it's amazing how far we've come. The folks that stay in your house now that are vision impaired or blind, to stay in your house, that's a shame. It really is, because there's so much you can do.
But you know, Michael, stop and think of this. Here in the United States, we got a different attitude about the blindness and what we can do in that. There's still other countries out there that you still stay in the house and you don't do nothing.
I'm talking about people in the United States and Canada.
Right.
We're talking about folks, United States and Canada, that you're losing your vision. Immaculate degeneration. Always say that wrong.
All righty. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got a call on the phone line.
Good.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a journey over to Fern Park, Florida, and talk with our musically inclined friend, the one and only Dave. Dave, how you doing?
Good day, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave.
happy Independence Day.
So you too, brother.
I want to thank you. I wanted to address something that Michael was asking, like what were blind people doing way back in the day? And I'll tell you, in the 1700s, and actually, we'll see. Well, one perfect example during when Louis Braille was first getting started and coming up with his invention of adapting a way for us blind folks to read with dots, he was actually oppressed, and at the time the blind schools really did not want people to learn how to be able to communicate because they felt this was going to cut into they were making a lot of money off of blind people. Blind people were making different things, and the schools were making the money off of that. So they were concerned that blind people were going to actually learn too much, and that Braille was not a good idea. So they were trying to snuff it out. So that's what was happening. So we are truly enjoying our independence because at one time they were trying to put down blind people and hold us back from learning anything. So there you go.
It's only recently, right, in the early 1900s, late 1800s, I guess, that the blind people were accepted.
They really were not encouraging people to. That's it. So Louis Braille did a lot.
That's over 100 years old.
Out.
Yeah.
Overbrook.
Oh, yes, there's several over 100 years old.
Gary, they're trying to keep us down on the farm, you know. We had to break out.
So how's your weekend going, David?
Splendid. The ham radio weekend, the field day one, worked out quite well. The band conditions were not the best, but we had a Tom and I, I think, had a quite good showing. And,
I wonder why they call it ham, not bacon.
Well, I'll tell you, it was actually the reason why they called it ham was kind of they were poking fun of the it was originally an amateur radio operator. So the professional operators that worked on the railroad that sent Morse code, they didn't like the amateur radio operators getting in there and taking any little extra press or whatever. So the professional professional Morse code people made fun of the amateurs and called them hams. Like ham was supposed to be kind of a knock term, but over the years people said, hey, we'll own it. We'll take what ham sounds good to us. We'll be hams, you know. So
you'll be talking about that next week.
I guess I'll be around again. That's good.
Yeah, fancy me. I'm sorry.
Two weeks.
I'm pushing it. It's 2 weeks.
You're pushing it like that. Tomorrow is October.
Hey, I might just call next week too. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But you guys have a good fourth, and they're already starting.
You too.
All right,
buddy.
Like
you too, buddy.
Calling in.
All right, thanks.
Listen,
bye,
folks.
Guys.
Okay.
If you'd like to call in, let us know what you're doing for the fourth or. Whatever. It shows yours. Call in 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Can I say it any slower than that?
No.
407-894-1680.
How do they get a hold of you if they want a suggestion for the show or whatever? We'll just want to talk to you.
So they can write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. By the way, if you missed any part of this show or any other show, we've been on the air more than 7 years now, so you got over 350.
Every time you say that, I go, oh, my God.
Over 350 shows we've been on.
Mind-boggling.
You can go to our webpage, pull up. It goes by dates, right, Lynn?
Yeah.
It goes by dates.
Half a year at a
dates?
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes by dates. Mm-hmm. You have to look up the date. So
and they can
this
take
Sunday,
the first show or the second show? First hour, second hour on it.
No, they're both on there together.
Huh?
Today is July the 3rd. You have to look up July 3rd, 2022.
And also, if you're interested in any of our sponsors, what they have to offer, training, whatever, there's a sponsor page. You just click on there. You'll go right to their website and learn more about what it is that you're looking for. So everything is there.
And you say,
and also, if they want to contact us and let us know what's going on in their area for the public address announcement, you know, they just got to let us know and we'll tell it, or they can come on here and talk about it.
That's right. I'm happy to read it.
And you cited, folks, you're more than welcome to call or write anytime. Love to hear from you. All you cited folks, love to listen to you. 407-894-1680. And by the way, a lot of you folks that are older listening to this radio show, if you have problems with your vision, don't know anything about it, call in. Write to us. We'll help you with it. We'll direct you. There's surely enough of us around to help you with it. There's one thing I have to tell you something, folks. You got to go to the right doctor, that's for sure, before you mess with anybody. Just remember one thing. It's all about second opinions. If you want to go, just don't go to any garden variety, as they say, garden variety ophthalmologist or something. When they start messing with your eyesight,
better to go to a specialist.
Better go get a second opinion before let anybody touch you.
And that's for anything, Michael. You know that.
That's true.
Your eyes.
But I'm talking.
You went to second opinions.
No, I went five opinions.
Yeah, five more. Yeah.
So, but the point is, first, when you start talking about, I went to Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I went to Bascom Palmer in Miami. Mm-hmm. So you don't mess around with your eyes. And don't let the first ophthalmologist start operating or doing something. Get second opinions first before anybody touches
your eyes.
Sometimes
it makes the problem worse.
Correct. Especially when they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
And just because he's an ophthalmologist, I learned that the hard way.
We're going to the top of the hour, Chris?
We're going to the top of the hour. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthouse.